Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
And yes, those are sounds coming there from Pastor Benjamin Dube. He keeps on doing great things. Even this morning, he keeps on doing great things. And I see you there, Shalina Naidu, saying good morning, Spongile. Thank you so much for this. Really appreciate you and our family at Radio Pulpit. We can't get through to that number. Oh my. I think we will have to make them aware at SASA that you can't get through to that number. I wish you said it earlier when the customer care grant administrator and Dade, Mr. Michael Mate, was still here. But we're sure going to make them aware of that, because you say you can't get through to that number, the SASA number. I think we need to make them aware of that. And you're saying to us, God bless you, lots of love and blessings. Lots of love and blessings to you. Radio Pulpit is where the message of hope comes alive.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Yes, my family, come do join us. We'd like to meet you. We'd like to see you. We'd like to touch you. We'd like to talk to you, take pictures with you. And who knows, network together with you. Let me say a shout out and a hello to Sir Bongani Zwani. Hello to you, sir. And you owing us. It's Women's Month. Where is our poem? Where's our poem, Babu Zwani? I know when I see Babu Zwani, there has to be a poem somewhere. So no, he's owing us. We cannot say goodbye to the month of August without getting a poem from you. Hello to you. Thank you so much for tuning in being with us. We love you. Love you. Pass our greetings and love to your family, to your beautiful wife and your beautiful children. And on the line, Gudala Sakhuluma Nogogo. But it is so awesome to connect with her this morning. Pastor Mavis Thembisile Mkhize. Mage. Hi, ngiyange ngithi mage tala. Ngiyange ngithi mage tala.
Hello, 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 hello.
How are you, Ma? How are you, Coco?
Very well, my dear. And how are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord and so excited to be talking to you this morning.
I'm also overwhelmed with joy to connect with you. It has been a long time not connecting with you, Sibongile.
Hey, angithi kumatasa mara gogo. Seni aniseko nomkhulu nisenatala senisekapa seni kuphi. But we thank God.
I think it is because we are about to depart this earth now, so we have to move around so that when we reach home, we will rest.
But Tina, we are praying, we are saying, Lord, we still need them, keep them, keep them, keep them. We still need to hear more. We still need to learn more. Keep them, Jehovah.
We miss you. Oh, my God. No. I don't have a capable word to express how much we miss you.
No, we'll make sure that we close that gap. But today, Gogo, we are talking about declaration. What is declaration? I think somebody might ask themselves, exactly what is declaration? Do we understand whenever we are taught and told about declaration? Do we know what we are talking about? What is it?
This is, first of all, let me greet the family of Radio Pulpit wherever they are listening. Mm. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sibongile, I have been praying in these days, crying to God about my life, about every believer's life. Ukuthi, exactly, my God, kahle kahle, what is happening in our lives? Understanding that we are Christian, born again, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and being accepted as the blood of God.
Yeah.
But it seems as if there is something that is not in line with what we are in God. We are in right standing with God.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to doubt that.
Yeah.
We are in a right standing with God, and not by our effort, not by our understanding. It is through the finished work of the cross. But it seems as if we are not in right standing with God. And there is no imputation of sin on us. Because what Jesus did at the cross, it was perfect. And it was complete. Nothing left. But it seems as if we are struggling. So I was crying, Bongi. Really, I was crying tears. Every day in the morning, when I woke up to pray, I would just ask God, God, what is happening?
Mm.
What is happening?
Mm.
Because I understand that the name of Jesus has got power, and the name of Jesus has been given to me to destroy whatever that is obstructing me on my way.
Mm.
But it seems as if the name of Jesus is no longer having that power, is no longer being exalted above all names. What is happening, my God? The Holy Spirit, I believe it was the Holy Spirit,
mm.
is that as much as you are not declaring nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
I said, yes, Lord. Then I just play this cassette backward now. Remembering where I'm coming from.
Mm.
I'm coming from a family who were not born again Christian.
Right.
They use ukushisa impepho.
Okay.
Uma belapha ukushisa impepho, they will say something. They will say something. They will say.
Yeah, yeah.
They will shout. At the end of the day, the Holy Spirit asked me what they were doing. They were declaring. I said, my goodness.
Mm.
Nailed.
Mm.
Mangvuka lapho. My spirit was overwhelmed. I was praising God. I was singing. I was shouting. Just as if something has been taken away from, as if something has been taken from my shoulder. And I said, God, yes. Amen.
Hmm.
So declaration, it is a faith-filled affirmation.
Okay.
A spoken statement based on God's weight and his promises.
Mm.
When we declare, we are saying something that has been said, not by us, but by God.
Okay.
Then we are repeating what God has said about us.
Mm.
In fact, we are in the state of, we are reminding God, oh God, in your way you said.
Mm.
By so doing, we are declaring what God said is true and it will come to pass. Oh, my God.
Sure.
When we declare, we acknowledge his promises that are yes and amen.
Amen.
There is something that God promised us. Unkulunkulu chize, by his stripes, you are going to read this scripture. By his stripes, we are healed.
Mm.
It is God. It is not us who said, we are healed. but it was God who said, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
Mm.
So if I feel that today I'm not well, I have to declare what God said about what is bothering me now.
Okay.
Because there's nothing that God is going to do, because he has done all at the cross.
Yeah.
What is left now is on me to agree with the finished work of the cross by declaring, yo, Jesus, thank you so much. We are a Calvary. When a while before, because of my sins, because of my sickness, I declare, Jehovah, when a Christ, at the cross, you were sick because of my sickness. So as much as you were sick today, Nina, I am not sick. Unkulunkulu angeke ashaye two in one. Ashaye Jesu aphinde ashaye nami. It can't be. We need to declare. It's just that it's declaration. It seems as if we are mad. Oh, yes, and we are mad in the spirit. Because sometimes you have to declare something that is difficult, but you have to if you believe what God did at the cross.
All righty then. Just hold it right there, Coco. Just hold it right there. We are coming back to talk to you some more. Your declaration. It's today's topic with Coco Mavis Mkize.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
And that is Sfiso Mbata. Declaration song. We're talking about declaring declaration with Pastor Mavis Mkize this morning. And I'm listening to you and I'm like, so there is power in declaration. There's power in using our voices and putting it into words and declaring the word of God. And the word of God never goes out and come back to him void, but it goes out and it achieves. Then it goes back to him with an answer. Omar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a nice song. Yo. Bando tula lengo. Yo, what a nice song.
Usifi sombata, Gogo. Usifi sombata. Declaration song. Oui. Declaration song.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. What a nice song. Sfungile, you know, sometimes the devil, not sometimes, the devil has been defeated. But there is something that the devil knows about us that we don't know, Gina. The devil has been defeated. And he is defeated. But sometimes he will ask you, why do you think Utwena, you are entitled to get what you want to get right now? What entitles you? Oh, Jesus, if you don't know that you are in a right standing with God, then it's where you miss out. Because when the devil is asking that question, today we are closing Inyanga Yamakhosikazi. When the devil is asking that question, first thing that must come out from your mind is to declare, good, I am a child of God. So as much as I am a child of God, I am entitled to get what I want now. Because I am in the family. God loves me. That is why he sent Christ to die at the cross, because unkulunkulu bekangithanda. Don't involve abantu la. Personalize at this declaration. Good. This is that. So to Christ died at the cross. It was because of the love of God. I nalungam. Loves me. I am the child of God. I am accepted through Christ. Not through my effort. Not through whatever you can think of. Only through Christ. As much as God accept Jesus Christ, Christ is within me. So I am automatically accepted by God. Because I cannot be separated from Christ. Oh my God. When we read in the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 27, when Jesus was from out from the water after the baptism, there was a word that said, this is my beloved son.
In whom I am well pleased.
Oh, I am well pleased. So the Uma Ukulunkulu is pleased with Christ. Where is Christ now?
In us.
He is within me.
Yes.
He is in us. I mean, in us. It means we are automatically, we are, oh my God, 100% accepted by God. Number three, I have been washed. My sins are forgiven. My sins are forgiven. That is why I am entitled to get what I want to get right now. Because my sins are forgiven. Athi udonga olwaluphakathi kwethu noNkulunkulu uma uKristu esesiphambanweni lwawa phansi.
The wall
now,
went down.
We are exposed.
The veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. Yes, yes. So now we have the right.
We are exposed now. Because there is nothing that is separating us from God now. We are exposed. We are sanctified. We are sanctified. And we are justified. The devil needs to know about this. So that he will not just ask us, why you think you have to get what you want. I have to get what I want based on this information. Oh my God. Let us continue, Thalosa. Kahle kahle bengithi I ngifuna ukuxoxa, not to preach, because this thing, yo, I am so happy ukuthi now Satan ngizomvalela ekhoneni. Uma ngithi I'm rich.
So,
why?
You're reminding me, Coco, that it happened that when the Lord Jesus Christ had gone for a fasting and he was weak, the Bible says that he was weak and tired and all, then the enemy comes and entices him and he says, if you bow down to me, I'll give you this, I'll do this. And the Lord Jesus Christ made a declaration. And he went back to the word of God and he said, it is written. So I think so today we are learning to do it exactly like our Lord Jesus Christ and say, it is written that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. It is written that I am the child of God. It is written that my sins have been washed. Oh, ma. Mm. It is written that God is well pleased with me.
By that time, Jesus was praying. Mm. No, he was not praying, but he was just declaring.
Mm. Mm.
He was just saying the statement.
Yes.
Something that he knows about his life.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
It is written.
Yeah.
Even with the word of God. So I can't bow down to you, devil.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Let us go to the word of God. My dear, can you read for me
mm-hmm.
in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 to 3?
Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Faith at the dawn of history.
Thank you so much, Abdafa. Lana, I want to emphasize on the principles that declaration
mm-hmm.
we have to practice it as a principle.
Mm.
First of all, we cannot practice it if we do not believe.
Mm.
We cannot say what the word of God is saying if we do not believe the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is why sometimes when we have to declare,
mm-hmm.
when a food would ish, mm-hmm. what does it mean? It means we do not believe.
Mm-hmm. So if you have doubts, yeah.
Yes, you have doubt. Once you are doubting the word of God, it is not going to work.
Hmm.
Because the word of God is working based on our belief.
Hmm.
And if we are declaring, good God, yo, my knees,
Tinabokoko,
my knees are painful. Yo, my knees today are painful, but I believe that by his stripes I'm healed.
Mm.
It's what I believe. Gamanyama, when we declare, we do not look what is happening in that particular moment, but we are looking at the word of God. As much as the word of God says this, it is true.
Mm.
That is why the Bible says we don't walk by sight,
but by faith. Mm.
So our declaration need to be in line, need to be connected
to the word.
To the word of God.
Mm.
So that, so that when you go to your prayer room, your private prayer room, you are not going to pray what is bothering you right
You're
now.
Just declaring the word.
You are going to say the word.
Yeah.
Because unkulunkulu does not shaken by what we are experiencing in our lives, but God is shaken by his word. That is why mawubheka abafana abathathu abetniko noMishak. We don't care what is going to happen with our lives. There is only one thing that we know. Our God is able to rescue us.
Mm.
And we are freely going there.
Mm.
We are willing to go there.
Mm.
Because we know our God is able to rescue us. Ngaleso sikhathi besho kanjalo I believe that the whole heaven was washing with what is happening on earth.
Mm.
Ah, what are they saying? Ah,
mm.
Okay. So we have to come up with a solution. Even if it is not the way he's supposed to go to earth.
Mm.
But because there's something that is happening now,
mm.
and there are people who are declaring that I am able to rescue them.
Mm.
Oh, my God. So how can Gingabayegelena Wutibashi?
Mm.
It was because of their declaration. It was because of their declaration.
Mm.
When David was fighting with Goliath,
mm.
David was declaring, Uguti Goliath, I can see what you are coming to me
mm.
with different kind mm-hmm. of weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I don't have those weapons. Mm. I have only the name of Jesus.
Mm.
And I'm coming to you, Goliath, in the name of our God.
Mm.
He was declaring, what, all right, he has born a Carlos Peck, Goliath. I can see them, but
yeah.
they mean nothing to me because I know that my God is above your weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, Rashaka, Rabuta, Rabakata, Rabasianda. Mas kumbula umama owa enisifo somopo. What if I can touch his garment, I will be healed. If I can touch. Not if somebody is going to pray for me, laying hands
mm.
on me.
Mm.
If I can touch. He was declaring. That is why when he touched the garment of Jesus,
mm.
there was that connection.
Hmm. I felt the power coming out.
But because Abadan Tinder, they were not declaring anything, hmm. the one who was declaring was connected with the power of Jesus Christ.
All right,
there is power in declaration.
There is power in declaration. There is power in we see our Lord Jesus Christ also declaring. We see it in the word in the book of Hebrews also being an affirmation to us that declaration is powerful. We are coming back, Nokoko, and we are just going to be closing our discussion and praying about this. I'm wondering how many of us are still declaring when we are faced with things in our lives. And do remember that when Mama started, Koko Mkhize, when she started, she says, declaration is a faith-filled affirmation. That is declaration. And all that you have to do is just say the word of God. We're coming back just now.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
You're listening to Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Mavis Mkhize. We are talking about declaration. And this is a challenge for each and every one of us to go back to basics. These are basics. These are basics. That we have built our faith on. Ma, I'm reminded of Revelations 12, verses 11 as well, that says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. When I hear the words that, and by the word of their testimony, I'm just thinking about the declarations as well, because it is a testament. Yes. Whenever you are declaring this, that this is what's happening. I am healed by, regardless of what you're feeling at that time, I'm healed by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of what you see, regardless of what the doctors have said, but you continue to declare the word. And at the end, the Bible says, our brothers, our those who have walked the journey before us, they overcame him. And even us, we are added in the statement because it's in the book of Revelations. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Ah, what do we say as we are almost about to wrap up, Gogo?
I just want to thank you so much, my dear. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I just want to emphasize that declaration need to be consistent. Okay. If you declare today, don't think tomorrow, you don't have to.
Yeah.
This is a continuation process. It is not a once-off thing, but it must become your lifestyle. When I woke up in the morning, I will say, don't laugh, I will say, yavuka ingahlangahla yakaKrestu. Yibize ngengahlangahla ngithi uwavuka othandiwe wakaKrestu. Then bese-ke, I remind the devil, listen, you devil, as God has given me this gift yokuthi ngivuke namhlanje, it doesn't mean ukuthi wena you are going to torment me. No, it is because God wants me to continue to glorify him.
Mm.
It has got nothing to do with you.
Mm.
So stay where you are.
Mm.
I don't owe anything from you.
Mm.
Stay where you are. Today, my day is bright. I'm prospering in mm-hmm. every area of my life.
Mm-hmm.
There is no door that is not going to open for me.
Yeah, well.
When I go out for my business, everything is 100% perfect. Umuntu oqala emzombona, we are going to be in agreement with him or with her. I'm prospering. I am empowered. I am fresh. I am everything that is positive.
Mm.
Then I will say, I close all the windows of bad report. Mm. I don't want to hear any bad report today, because this is the day that the Lord has made for me. Then I'm going to rejoice and be glad for it.
Mm.
I have to be glad. Today, tomorrow, the day before tomorrow, the whole month, the whole week, the whole month, the whole year, it has become my lifestyle. Mina, I'm a winner.
Mm.
So today, to close our conversation, I just want to say, go, Mama, I know things are not going well in Makaya way too, are not going well with our families, are not going well in Mpagati too, are not going well with everything, but I am pleading with you, mothers. Let us declare.
Okay.
Let us declare.
Okay.
Ubaba wasekhaya, ungathi uma udeclare namhlanje.
Buya ngasesingisini, Gogo.
Okay. If we have declared today, don't think tomorrow your husband will be changed or your children will be changed. No. Continue. Call them. See them as God sees them.
Mm.
God sees them as their beloved, their righteousness. So you have to call them by the names.
All right.
I know it is not easy,
but
declaration, Makosikazi, is a powerful weapon to conquer the devil.
Wow. Constant declaration is what we need. Gogo, for those who'd like to talk to you directly, how do we find you?
They can find me on my number
082-581-0248. Wow.
Yes.
Gogo, thank you so much for ministering unto us this morning. I think I only have 2 minutes for us to just take it to the Lord in prayer and praying. I know that we even have men who are listening. Yes, we are closing the Women's Month, but I know there are also men who are listening, and one maybe is asking themselves, have I been declaring enough? I gave up there. It's time to go back. Can we strengthen them through prayer in the 2 minutes that we have, Gogo?
Oh, yes. My God, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you, Father, in this morning, with everybody, Kulunkulu Ngcwele, you know them. You know their problems. You know everything, my God. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare they are free from all the bondages of the devil. I declare, my God, they are redeemed. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare, my God, they are prospering. They are empowered to continue to prosper in their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare and I decree, my God, that nothing will stand against your word. Nothing, my God, will stop your word to be manifested. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I thank you so much, my God. I bless everybody who was listening. Here is the family of Radio Pulpit. My God, I pray that you stretch your hand upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Gogo. May God awesomely bless you and keep you. It is awesome to touch base with you again after a very long time. Please pass our greetings to the family. Pass our greetings to Umkulu as well. And we can't wait to be hosting the both of you back again in studio very soon. And have yourself a beautiful afternoon. Further, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Thank you, Ma.
Thank you so much, Bongi. My regard also to the family of Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much. We love you so much, my dear.
Thank you, Ma. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye.
Declaration. Make sure that you declare. It is a faith-filled affirmation. Regardless of what you feel, where you are, what you're hearing, what you're experiencing, what you're witnessing, but what is important is the Word of God. And we have just learned that you only declare what the Word of God says about your situation, about your whatever that you're going through, your circumstance. You just declare and speak the Word. You just declare and speak the Word. Do remember that you can talk to Gogo on 082-581-0248. I am signing out. Next up is Germany Yanni Belsa on Perspective. And afterwards, Luke Mkwedi Puti with you on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3. And yes, my family, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Charity Gale. And she says, speak Jesus. Bye-bye.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067 0800-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.